Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. It's good to know your way around that kitchen. My goodness gracious. You know, man of God, we're going to have to sit down and break bread sooner or later. I know that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me tell you all something. The Lord is just so good to us and so kind and merciful. Praise the Lord. But you know what? I'm really paying attention, Prophet Daryl, to the way I wake up in the morning now. I'm really paying attention to the mood that I be in, the stuff that's going on in my spirit. I'm paying attention to how God set the pace for me, praise the Lamb of God, for each day that comes in. And I'm just overwhelmed and I'm just excited about God. He is just so good to us the way he does us. It is simply amazing that all day and all night the Lord watches over us, that he interacts with us by his spirit one way or another. And it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to watch God work with you. Praise the Lamb of God. I woke up this morning with a beautiful, beautiful, just, I feel good, Prophet Daryl. I wasn't coughing, hacking, nothing. I just feel good today. Hallelujah. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling wonderful this morning. I got up this morning, because, you know, the Lord wakes me up in the middle, in between of the night. You know,
right.
And I just up and, you know, and I just thank God for favor, man. I'm telling you. In spite of God, can't nobody do you like God.
Can't nobody do you like Jesus. That's what grandmama used to say. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Yeah, that's right, man. Can't nobody do you like God. Hallelujah. People of God, we're here. If you're listening to our voice and like to call in and be a part of our live studio here at PSM with us today, praise the Lamb of God, with prophetic perspectives, you can at area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, and you can be a part of our live studio today, right here on the air with us. Praise the Lamb, as this is our day of prayer, this is our day of intercession, praise the Lamb of God, whereas we intercede for the saints of God that are calling in with prayer requests, and it's always a day of praise report, it's always a day of giving thanks to the Lord, it's always that day, praise the Lord. Yes, you can always give your praise report, you can always share what God is doing for you here at PSM Live. Because of the fact that we know it's one thing to be able to prophesy, it's another thing, praise the Lamb of God, for what God speaks to come to pass, come to reality, to come into fruition, praise the Lamb of God. And this, brothers and sisters, hallelujah, is going to be a blessed day for you, praise the Lamb of God, as you share the goodness of God and what God has done. Do you know that alone changes your demeanor when you give, praise the Lamb of God, thanksgiving, the word of expression of the goodness of the Lord? When you do that, it changes your whole demeanor, praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, people of God, if you just find something that God has done for you to share, I promise you it'll change your demeanor as you're sharing it. It will change your spirit. It will cause you to become jubilant, and it will increase your faith as you're sharing it, because you know that nobody could do it for you but God. I put on my page this morning, Prophet Daryl, my personal page on Facebook, I put on there, God is not a man that he can lie. Hallelujah. Therefore, your promises are at the door. What God has promised is yes. And amen, praise the Lamb of God, and it's going to come to pass, and it's there at the door waiting upon you, praise the Lamb of God. Behold, I stand at the door, and I knock, says the Lord. If any man will open up, my Father and I will come in, praise the Lamb of God, and sup with him, and we will make our abode with you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, that's the Bible. Hallelujah. We talk about the abode of God. Praise the Lamb of God. God says, I'll make my abode with you if you just open up and let my Father and I come in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What guests should you entertain? You should entertain the Father and the Son. What entertainment is that? Praise the Lamb of God. They'll redecorate your life. Hallelujah. Your interior will look so much better. They'll give you joy unspeakable. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And things that's out of order, they will set in order for you. Praise the Lamb of God. They will set in order for you. My God, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I tell you, when you really think about God and consider what the Lord is doing in your life, I promise you, people of God, it will bring you to that place, hallelujah, of understanding that God loves you so much. All we have to do is open up and let him in on his conditions. All we have to do is invite the Lord into our surroundings and into our atmosphere, and we will watch God do so many wonderful things on our behalf. Praise the Lamb of God. The maintenance men showed up at my apartment today. they came in. They were banging on the door. And finally, I hollered downstairs and said, come in. And the reason why I said, come in, Prophet Darrell, is because the door was already unlocked for them. They had left a notice that they were coming attached to my door yesterday. So I left the door unlocked for them. But they didn't know it was unlocked. They just banging and banging and banging. Praise the Lamb of God. A lot of us is banging at the door of heaven, and the door is already open for you. Praise the door is open already, Prophet Darrell. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's an open door, an effectual open door in the heavens for us. Praise the Lamb. Then when they came in, Prophet Dale, watch this. They went immediately as if I was an alien. Now, they work for the complex I live in. They, because we're like little condo houses, you know, apartments. And they went in looking to pull it out, the furnace filters and all of that, and checking the fans in the bathroom. And they went through all of this, and while they was doing it, I'm looking at them because the noise and stuff is irritating me. They all in the closet and everything. There's no washer and dryer in here. I said, you're right. I don't have a washer and dryer in there because I don't pay that extra money. My daughter does my laundry for me. I don't need to pay an extra $60 a month just to have a washer and dryer in there. When my daughter washes my clothes for me once a month, and she bring them back. I got plenty of underwear. I don't have to worry about that. So they came out. So they going through the other room. I said, excuse me. I said, while you are hollering through my apartment at each other about what works and don't work, when all you have to do is stand right here in front of me with your list and ask me, watch this, Prophet Darrell, and ask me, is there anything wrong in any area that's on your list? I've been living here 2 years. I can tell you everything that's right and wrong about this apartment. That man went down that list talking to me and was out of this apartment in 2 minutes, telling me, thank you, man. You just made, I'm going to do that at every apartment I go to. I said, we know what's wrong with our apartments. We know if the fan in the bathroom is not working. We know. All you got to do is ask. You should just have a sheet for us to fill out and stick on the door for you so you will know what's wrong with it if we have something to report. Oh, man, you know, that's it. I'm going to. And I thought about that, praise the Lamb of God, that if we would allow God to come in, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and would allow him truthfully to understand what our issues and our conditions are, he could get through them real fast, praise the Lamb of God, and be on his merry way to our brother or sister's house to be a blessing to them. But a lot of us hold on to everything, praise the Lamb of God. We don't want to admit. We don't want to confess. We don't want to tell the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, really what's going on with us. There's so many deep seated and deep-rooted things in people that they don't want to admit that they have a problem and an issue that needs to be, praise the Lamb of God, rectified, and the only person who can do it is God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But when you come to that place of confession, when you come to that place of admittance before the throne of God and you tell God what the issue is, God will, praise the Lamb of God, according to Romans, the 8th chapter, hallelujah, he helpeth us with our infirmities, praise the Lamb of God. For we know not what to pray for, yes, God, but the Holy Spirit maketh intercession for us. He helpeth us. He assists us with our infirmities, praise the Lamb of God, our weaknesses, our afflictions, hallelujah, praise the Lamb. And I want you to know, prayer request is one thing, praise the Lamb of God. Prayer confession is another thing, hallelujah. Prayer confession is another thing, to be able to confess, yes, God, hallelujah, our faults, our flaws, yes, Lord, to be able to tell the Lord what really is our issue. Praise the Lamb. That starts the healing process. That starts, praise the Lamb of God, God to rectify the conditions that's in us, that's around us, the circumstances, bringing them into divine order. Hallelujah. I want everybody to be happy, whole, and healed, praise the Lamb of God. That's my goal, for everybody that come into my circle to be happy, whole, and healed. You know, and Prophet Darrell, a lot of people don't know that the process, praise the Lamb of God, of salvation, and I've been talking about this, praise the Lamb of God, for the last few days here with individuals, but the process of salvation is not a promise of joy and happiness in this life. Hallelujah. And people need to wake up to that, praise the Lamb of God, that you as a believer, you're supposed to receive persecution. You as a believer, praise the Lamb. You know, when you mention that, you see over in, what is that, Nairobi? If you have been watching the CNN and what have you over in Nairobi, praise the Lamb of God, they have holy wars going on again. Religious wars is going on. Praise the Lamb of God. People are being persecuted as Christians. They're burning the churches and what have you. Prophet, tell me this. What do you think would happen? Let's choose. Okay, Monument of Faith. You know Monument of Faith?
Yeah, Apostle Anthony.
What do you think would happen if that church was bombed on tonight, empty, nobody in it? It was bombed, burned, and then there was posters and stuff cited all around it that this is in direct opposition of Christianity, and it is the beginning of holy wars, and that if anyone come in this building to worship, their life is in jeopardy. And that was made public through the media and everything. How many of our saints, believers, would really continue to worship with Monument of Faith?
You know what, Apostle?
Would run off.
How many
could stand persecution in this season?
You really touching on something, Apostle. Because the Lord, I want to tell you, I had this dream about some years ago that I was on this elevator.
Mm-hmm.
It was me and some other people on this elevator, but this man got on the elevator with a knife and said he would kill anybody that would call on Jesus. Do you know Peter them, Judas them spirit came upon me, and I started to denounce Christ. I said, the blood of Jesus. I woke up repenting like never before. And I said, Lord, if I ever came in that setting like that, that I would never deny the Lord, all because he said, if a man will lose his life on account of him, they will gain it again. And I believe it will be some people that will say, well, I got to use wisdom because I want to live. You know, I ain't going over there. And I'm still going to go. I'm still going to carry my word. All because, see, God has been too good to us. He will put us through a test to see where we stand in these evil days.
Lord have mercy. And those evil days are coming again to the forefront. And prophetic people must understand that we are the hunted of Jezebel. We are the hunted, praise the Lamb of God, the voice piece, the mouthpiece, the eyes, praise the Lamb of God, the watchman who can see the danger, the mouthpiece who can sound the alarm, who can hear God. We are the ones, praise the Lamb of God, who will be targeted greater than a person with a Bible who just say, I believe in Jesus Christ. We will be the target, praise the Lamb of God. And you must understand, as this end time, praise the Lamb of God, persecution start horizon, you don't have a choice, praise the Lamb of God, really, to make when it comes down to Christ or the Antichrist. Christ or, praise the Lamb of God, your persecutors, to perpetrate puts you in hellfire. Hello, somebody. To perpetrate puts you in hellfire. To deny Christ, praise the Lamb of God, puts you in the judgment of hellfire. And being denied, of course, of Jesus Christ in the judgment, praise the Lamb of God, as he has already said in his word, that if you are ashamed of him, he will be ashamed of you. If you're ashamed of him before men, he will be ashamed of you before his Father and the holy angels. So therefore, you don't want to be subject to that. So the only thing that we can do now, praise the Lamb of God, and people of God, I'm very serious, is prepare ourselves to endure hardness as a good soldier. Praise the Lamb of God. To be able to know, and I think Prophet Daryl touched on this yesterday, that it's time for the people to know God, to know their God, in knowing whom you believe, in knowing what you believe, and be solid on your stance of what you believe. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a season that you need to revisit the entire 11th chapter of Hebrews and put it under your belt and see what faith really is. Faith is going into a den of lions. Faith is being boiled in oil. Faith is, praise the Lamb of God, being torn asunder by angry and vicious animals at the behest, praise the Lamb of God, of your enemy and your persecutors. Faith is, praise the Lamb of God, being persecuted and hunted. Hunted because of your witness. Hunted because of your testimony. Jesus was hated for the miracles he performed. The religious sect hated him. Now, a lot of people don't really get a grip on that. The religious body hated him. The chief priest despised him. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, they were the ones against Christ. We must take a stance, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lamb of God. We must take a stand and be like Grandma down in the wood floor church. For God I live. For God I'm willing to die. Do you have that testimony? For God I live. For God I'm willing to die. Because it's evident that your testing, praise the Lamb of God, may be in order. Hallelujah. We have a caller. Let's see what's going on here. Error code 321.
God bless you, Apostle. How are you? This is Prophet Anthony.
Prophet Anthony, how you doing, man of God?
I'm doing good. I'm sitting outside in this beautiful day of Georgia listening to this, and this is so rich. This is a rich, rich conversation that's taking place right now. I hope everybody's really listening to this.
Man, let me tell you something. This is where the believer's mind need to be. All of this high-fiving each other in church and running around and this, that, and another is a beautiful, praise the Lamb of God, expression of worship and all of that. But when it comes down to the rubber meeting the road, we better be preparing, brothers and sisters. We better be preparing for, praise the Lamb of God, the persecution that's going to arise on Christianity. Now, I'm going to tell you some things here, and you take it for what it's worth. And let me tell you this. I'll say this. Let it be documented. Let it be recorded. Let it be put in the archives. Praise the Lamb of God. I hate no man. I hate no woman. I hate no color. I hate no religion. I hate, praise the Lamb of God, no actions of people who are accused of being this, that, and another, homosexuals, this, that, another. I hate nobody. I love all mankind, praise the Lamb of God. But I do know this. When you stand in a position of the Word of God, and you're standing on the promises and not on the premises, praise the Lamb of God, when your feet is unmovable and you preach and teach what God has given as his inspired word, and you believe that word, every jot and tittle of that word, which all believers should from Genesis to Revelation, no matter how it tap dances upon my toes, no matter how uncomfortable it makes me feel, and with my false flaws, issues, or what have you, it's still the Word of God. It was the Word of God before I came into the world. It was the Word of God, praise the Lamb of God, before any of us was born. Before this nation was formed, it was the Word of God. Hallelujah. So no matter how we want to compromise it, no matter how we want to put a sweetener on it, praise the Lamb of God, and some softener, praise the Lamb, for it to be acceptable, when it ends up, it's still the unadulterated Word of God. And we as believers, people of God, must see this square in the face. And be able to understand that I can't believe half of the Bible and not the whole of the Bible. I can't pick out my favorite passages to believe and don't believe the rest. Hello, somebody. In our preaching and in our teaching and in our stance for what we believe in, praise the Lamb of God, we're going to see an alliance of the world. And they're going to call it religion. The New World Order is going to call it religion. Mm. And their religion is going to have a man as a God.
Lord Jesus.
Because anytime man lays out the prescription for your faith and for your belief, then man is your God.
Lord Jesus.
But when you believe that the Holy Bible, praise the, is the word of God, hello somebody, that it was divinely inspired, that the oracles of God that's in contained therein are in fact his very voice, things that he has spoken, then God becomes your God and not a man. But when you let somebody rewrite the script for you and point out flaws and errors in the holy oracles of God, now you're going to have a problem. Because that is the prophecy on the Antichrist, that they would attempt to change the very laws of God. That they would attempt to change the very word, the very oracles of God. It's right there in your Bible. The book of Revelation.
It's right.
Am I right about this?
Am I talking out of this? You're telling the truth, Apostle.
All right.
It's right there in your Bible. So when we sit.
In the seat of.
When we sit comfortably in these seats of doubting the word of God, investigating the word of God to try to make them fit our issue, to try to make it comfortable for us to continue in sin, the continuing abomination, the continuing wrong. When God has asked us to repent. And I'm not a holy roller. I'm not holier than thou. Hello, somebody. I'm the first to say I was born chief of sinners.
Yeah.
But this I do know. The word of God is pure, and that God is not a man that he could lie, nor is he the son of man.
Mm.
Hallelujah. And brothers and sisters, we need to get some backbone. Yeah. We need to get some backbone and some stability in us and understand that the expectation of the Father who sits on the throne is for us to love him more than we love our lives, because he gave us life. To love his word, because his word brought us forth. Oh, y'all not listening to me? Maybe
no.
This way, the way I do, but before I was formed in the belly, he already knew me. I was fearfully and wonderfully made. Hello, light bulbs. Yeah, he thought about me before I came forth. He thought about me. Praise the Lamb of God. And he fashioned me in his glorious likeness. Hallelujah. Woo! Yes, he did. Kissed me while I was in my mother's womb. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And called me forth as a prophet to the nations. Praise the Lamb. May I see my life different than most people. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to say this to you, and I say this, praise the Lamb of God, without hesitation or reservation. Hallelujah. God loves us. He loves all of us. He is a God of love. Praise the Lamb of God. But his expectation is for you to love him so much, your gratitude is so high or runs so deep that you're willing to change to satisfy him, not to satisfy yourself. You're willing to change to be like him. You're willing to change, hallelujah, because of the depth of his love for you. Hallelujah. That's what causes to desire to change. Not just because it's stated in black and white, but this relationship I have with the Father.
All right.
This coitus I have with him. This intimacy that I have with the Father, this talking relationship that I have with him, this all day and all night covering, this being able to go out empty and come in full, go to a country with not enough and come back with more than enough. This God that pay bills, that open doors,
yes,
that heal the sick. This God, when I flatlined, and they went out and told my wife, he's gone, and they come back in and I'm breathing. This God is worthy of me doing my best to meet the mandate of the love that he offers me. And if that means for me to change, then I must change. If that means that I must lose my arrogance, I must lose my arrogance. If that means pride must be cast to the side, then so be it. If that means that I got to walk away from lust and whoremongering, then show me the door to the exit out of here.
Come on here.
That means I got to stop hanging out with the crowd that I'm hanging out with. Then
come
I'll be
here
alone with Jesus.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Yibo Sata.
We as believers must come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, that we take a stand. Hallelujah. With a made-up mind. I'm sorry, this is not pre-planned. It's not pre-recorded. This is live, praise the Lamb of God, right here, praise God. But one thing everybody who know me know about me is that man don't tell the truth. You better watch his mouth, because the truth will pour out of it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Talk to me, prophet. I'm listening to you.
You know, I was, when the show started, the Lord had put Zephaniah 3:15 in my spirit. And it was saying, the Lord has thy way. No, the Lord has taken away the judgment. He has cast out thy enemy, the king of Israel. Even the Lord is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil anymore.
My God, hallelujah. My God, don't break it down to us, prophet.
And, you know, and as you were saying, that if we would give up our worldly possessions, and the day and time that they are shutting and killing prosecuting the believers again for teaching the word of God, for going and assembling themselves together in the household of faith. He said, I will be in the midst of you. And the enemy that you saw before, you shall see them no more. Because he's going to wipe them out. However he wiped them out, it's cool, but you won't see them no more. Because he will be in the midst of us, because his word said, Apostle, that when there were two or three, hallelujah, that were gathered together in his name, he said, I will be in the midst of them.
That's the word, man.
In the midst of adversity. Hallelujah.
He said, I'll be in the midst of in the midst of trouble, in the midst of darkness, in the midst of evil, in the midst of rejection, in the midst of brokenness, in the midst of famine, hallelujah, I'll be in the midst of them. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. If two or three would gather in my name, there will be four, touching, agreeing on anything. Praise the Lamb.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. What a wonderful God we serve. People of God, I tell you, the Bible says to us, praise them, in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, those of us who are in Christ are new creation. Praise the Lamb of God. New creation means transformation, that something has transformed. Behold, old things have passed away, and all things become new. Praise the Lamb of God. And that is a process. That is not an instamatic. That is a process. But the instamatic, the instantaneous effect of salvation happens to the regenerated spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. And once the regenerated spirit has come inside of a believer, praise the Lamb of God, our spirit man began to rise up against our flesh man, because the flesh man is supposed to suffer a death. But the only one that can crucify the flesh is us and our fleshly desires. Praise the Lamb of God. It's spirit over matter. It's like mind over your flesh. It's spirit over, praise the Lamb of God, your flesh. Is spirit over your fleshly desire. That's the only way that a person comes into the realm of discipline, even in weight loss or anything. It comes because your spirit man says, I will control what I eat. I will discipline myself, praise the Lamb of God, that I will not eat red meat, that I will not eat bread, that I will not eat after 6 o'clock, that I will eat small portions, that I will work out every day for at least an hour. That's your spirit man. Your spirit man rises up against your flesh and causes it to come under subjection. Praise the Lamb of God. But what God says to us is, allow your spirit man to rise up and bring your flesh under the subjection of the Spirit of God. Hello, light bulbs.
Teach, Apostle.
Under the Spirit of God, under the Spirit of His Word. Yeah, praise the Lord. Oh, boy, that's just some good stuff here. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Then will we see transformation. A lot of people wrestle with, praise the Lamb of God, a lot of things that were in their flesh, prior to them being saved, and they can't get rid of it, and then they want to blame it on the thorn in their flesh, praise the Lord. Sometimes that's just what you want to keep. You just might want to keep that, praise the Lamb of God. You have to be honest with yourself. Hallelujah. And that you want to keep, and that's a thorn in your flesh. Because if it's a thorn in your flesh, then it's a messenger from Satan.
Hmm.
To buffet you. God didn't give it to you. It's a messenger. Paul don't say God put this in me. No. He says, God gives me grace. My grace is sufficient. In other words, my supernatural intervention and mediation gives you the supply of strength to live with and deal with the thorn that's in your flesh.
Teacher.
In other words, you will have a thorn, but the thorn will not overcome you. Because of my grace. My grace is not a band-aid for you to continue the hemorrhage. In other words, we have slapped grace on as something that is a substitute for sin, that allows us to continue to sin because of grace. Paul said, God forbid. That's not what I'm saying here. That's what Paul said. Praise the Lamb. Romans 10, he said, God forbid. Shall I continue in sin because grace abound? God forbid. Don't think I don't know the word now.
You teaching the word, Apostle.
Hallelujah. No, I don't continue in sin because grace abounds. I allow grace to be that strength. Hallelujah. That helps me live with the disease without the disease conquering me and making me succumb to it. Now, everybody don't have that measure of grace. Praise the name of God. Everybody can't walk in that measure of grace. But honesty with the self, praise the Lamb, as we started to show Prophet Dale, honesty with the self is what's of vital importance to us. Hallelujah. Because let me tell you something, people of God. Satan has a file on each of us. Woo! My goodness gracious. Uh-oh, I just let something out the bag. Satan has a file. Prophet Darrell, Prophet, Atlanta Prophet, Satan has a file on each of us in this computer system. And when your name comes up, he's already studied you.
Jesus.
He knows your weakness. He knows just where that thorn is in you. And he knows what to lay before you. Praise the Lamb of God. And each of us know he does because he has done it too many times. He know how to wrap the package. He know how to bring it to you.
You better say it, Apostle.
He know how to set it in the midst of you. He knows, praise the Lamb of God. When the tempter comes, you have nothing that's going to defend you but the word of God. And the word must be in your spirit, even as it was in Jesus. When he was in the wilderness, the word was in his spirit when the tempter came. After 40 days of hunger, the tempter comes. Turn this stone into bread. You the Son of God. Just a simple command from you, and these stones will be fresh oven roasted bread. Like the manna that came down from heaven in the wilderness. You've been out here 40 days. Surely your spirituality is strong enough now that you can speak to these stones. Satan knew he had that power. Jesus looked at him and said, but man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Now that's for you all who love money. That's for us who love bread, money, because the tempter will come just like that and say, I got what you need to survive. I never forget when the drug man came to me, Prophet Darrell, the drug man came to me, he said, man, they tell me you need some money, man, but, you know, you might have to get a little dirty. I said, what you mean, a little dirty? He said, well, I can rent a car, and you drive the car down to Florida and just leave it in this certain spot, and there'd be another car, you get in it and drive it back. And that I can give you $10,000 for doing that. But you must get a little dirty. My bills stacked up on the table. $10,000 sounds good.
Oh, no.
But man shall not live by money alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And God said no. Hallelujah. Can't go that route, bud. As well as I can drive, I got chauffeur's license, but I can't go that route. I must go the way of God. Hallelujah. I must go the way of God so that I can stand in my high places. Yes, God. My foot almost slipped when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Woo! Hallelujah. My foot almost lost hold to the foundation upon which I stand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. When I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Yeah, we have to take a stand. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, let's move to a prayer place. Where is my prayer warriors? Light up these lines. Intercessors, you here? I know y'all here today is Intercessory Friday. Let's get some prayer going on some of this stuff that we're talking about. Praise the Lamb of God. Some stability, some strength. Here, praise the Lamb of God on the show today. My God, my God, I don't want you all to go to sleep on us today. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see. Maybe I better start some noise here. Yeah, get my machine guns and stuff ready here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What are my bells and stuff at? Do I have any bells to ring? I got something down here, Prophet Darrell. I don't think I don't. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's time to pray. What'd you say? Sure enough it is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's time to pray. Praise the Lord. If we have one in queue today, here's one. Praise the Lamb of God. Our intercessors. Hallelujah. Sylvia.
Hi, Prophet. Hi, Prophet.
Know
Anthony,
my daughter's number. I know my daughter's number. How you doing today, honey?
I am blessed.
You're blessed of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you listening to the show? You've been listening?
Yes, sir.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. You ready to pray for us today?
Yes, sir.
All right, Sylvia. We're going to intercede today. Praise the Lamb of God. The Bible says true confession is good for the soul. Praise the Lamb of God. The Bible says to us, and we're going to do things a little different today. The Bible says to us, praise the Lamb of God, that we confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us and then to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Praise the Lamb of God. We can't hide anything from God. We just want to say it on the table. Confessing our sins is the first step in turning away from them and turning towards God. Hallelujah. The sin habit with godly habits.
Amen.
Replacing the sin habit with godly habits, people. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. I feel you, Father. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what brings the healing. That's what brings the restoration.
Yes, God.
That's what brings us to the place. Hallelujah. Ah, God, of getting our heavenly seats, people of God.
Yes, God.
We confess our sins.
Woo!
My God, today. I know there was some conviction. I felt the spirit of conviction. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, as we were talking. And I know some have been convicted. And that's a good place to be in. All of us should have felt something. Unless we're... Hallelujah. Oh, my God. But, Father, I know God has given us victory.
Jesus
from the grave to give us this victory. And still, God, I want you to put the hearts of the saints. Hallelujah. Would open unto God, not unto me, but unto God. To be able to admit and accept, praise the Lamb of God, where we are. Hallelujah, so that we can become better. In this season, we need his strength. We need his power. As we go forth working signs, wonders, and miracles, we don't want to become a castaway ourselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's too precious to us. Come on, daughter.
Lead us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Father. Oh,
yes.
Father, we thank you for today, God. We thank you, Lord, for these hearts that are still beating today, God. We thank you, Lord, for a mind to call on you, oh, Lord, that our minds are set on you, oh, God. Oh, God, we come, Lord, lifting your name on high, oh, God. We come exalting you, oh, God. Oh, God, we come thanking Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, for what he did at Calvary, oh, God, and what he did at resurrection, God. So, Father, if he got up, Lord, we can get up from the things that have attached to us, oh, God, even those things that we have allowed, oh, God. Oh, Father, we ask for forgiveness, Father. Oh, God, not just for ourselves, oh, God, but for the land, oh, God, for our homes, God, for our communities, God. Oh, God,
yes.
We come standing, oh, God, on your word, oh, God, that if we would humble ourselves, oh, God, turn from our wicked ways, Father, that you would hear from heaven, oh, God, and heal the land, oh, Lord. So, Father, we come, God, decreeing and declaring healing takes place in the land, Father. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for your love, oh, God, your love, oh, God. Now, Father, let us stand on that same love, oh, God, and on your word, oh, God, believing, Lord, that heaven and hell shall pass, heaven and earth shall pass away, God, but your word shall remain, Father. So, Father, we stand on your word, oh, God, believing you, oh, Lord, for you are such a God that you cannot lie, Lord. We come, God, lifting up your children to you, Lord, pleading the blood of Jesus over them, Lord, calling them in, Lord, from the north, south, east, and west, God, while it's still day, oh, God, that they come in, oh, God. Oh, God, cover them, oh, God. Use them, Lord, for your kingdom, Lord. You for me, oh, God. Oh, God, we call them, oh, God. Call them in, oh, Lord. Oh, Father, I thank you right now, God, that not one of them shall be lost, oh, God. I thank you now, Lord, that the schools are covered under the blood of Jesus. I thank you that every transportation, Father, is covered under the blood of Jesus, Father. Their homes, oh, God, are covered under the blood, oh, God. Oh, Father, you know of names. By name, oh God. You know how many hairs are on their head, oh God. So, God, we lift them up before you, Lord, thanking you in advance, oh God, for the remnant, God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for the bride of Christ, oh God, that you're raising up, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Those that are sick, oh God, send your healing balm to heal them, God. Some need deliverance, God. Some need to know, Lord, that you're still on the throne, God, that you love them, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh God, thank you, Lord, for those that are weak, oh Lord. Strengthen them, oh God. Oh God, you said if they call out to you, God, that you would answer, God. You're not like man, oh God. So, Father, we thank you right now, God, for your word, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for peace, oh, God. We thank you for joy, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for being our provider, oh, God, for being our protection throughout the day and even in the midnight hours. Oh, God, thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah to your name, Father. Oh, bless you, God. Bless you, God. We magnify you, God. Oh, God, we bow before you, God, humbled in our hearts and spirit, God. Oh, God, for we're nothing without you, God, but everything with you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you did, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 God. In Jesus' name, Father, I say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name today. You praise. We give you praise, oh God. You're awesome. You're an awesome God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. This is has been awesome topic of discussion. Praise the Lamb of God. And what we have been talking about here, people of God. And I want you to know, praise the Lamb of God, that I'm not pointing the finger at anybody. I'm trying to really offer some advice and some strengthening pray ointment, if you would, to rub in some oil to pour in, praise the Lamb of God, to strengthen us and get us ready for what is ahead of us. There is so much on the horizon right now that shows forth the persecution, even in this country, praise the Lamb of God. It could easily come to our doors, praise the Lamb, as it relates to what we believe. What we believe, people of God, hallelujah. Not denomination-wise, but what you believe. And that's all you have to live by is your belief system. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus says these words to us, hallelujah. He said, blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Blessed is he whoever shall not be offended in me. That's Luke 7:23. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. The Lord is speaking. Yes, God. Yes, Father. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. The Lord said to tell you all, praise the Lamb of God. And I quote what he just spoke. Hallelujah. I quote it, praise the Lamb. The Lord said, tell the people, hallelujah, that I am preparing them for the war that is ahead. Hallelujah. That I am preparing them for the war that is ahead. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, be merciful and kind. Continue to reveal, hallelujah, yes, God, to your servants, the prophets and prophetess. Oh, God, what you're doing in the earth, what you're doing in the churches, what your will is for our lives, that we might be ready to stand, praise the Lamb of God. Even with you, Father, when you come on the cloud, hallelujah, with your holy angels, with those that have been raptured, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, prepare us. Prepare us, oh God, hallelujah. Prepare us for great persecution. Prepare us, Father. Let the waters, hallelujah, from the vows of heaven flow upon us. Prepare us, oh God, hallelujah. Armor us up, prepare us, oh God. Strengthen our weaknesses. Hallelujah to your name. Strengthen us, oh God, where we're weak. Yes, God. Yes, Father. Strengthen us. Fortify us. Hallelujah. Build us up. Hallelujah, Father. Yes, God. Purge us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that your anointing, that your hand, that your power, your presence can rest upon us, Father. Ah, that we'll be ready in the evil day, in the evil time, when gross darkness shall cover the land. Hallelujah. Oh, God, today. Yes, God. Yes, Father. Hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name. Prepare us, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for counting us worthy to warn us, Father. Thank you. Thank you so much. The war that is ahead. Hallelujah. The Lord said, I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That I am your shield. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. My shield and my buckler. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. My shade upon my right hand. Hallelujah. Blessed be our God today. Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Prophet Dale, is you hearing anything in the spirit? Praise the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm just touching and agreeing with you, Apostle, that the Lord just say, be prepared. Be prepared. Be prepared. Be prepared. Because it's sure to come. And I stand in agreement with you, Apostle. You know, the Lord is, he's really getting ready to extend his hand of mercy upon the believers. Hallelujah. He said the war is coming. The war is coming.
Oh, my God.
Revelation is getting ready to be revealed. Oh, my goodness. The end times are here now, so saith the Spirit of God.
Yes. 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 Under a bohu shandarade, under a bohu shandarade. Yes. Where am I today? Praise the Lamb of God. Can you push one on your dial so I know you're in queue here with us? Praise God, and you're ready to pray. Thank you so very much. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb. My God, my God. Oh, my God.
It's going to take
prayer. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, it's going to take a lot of prayer, man. Prayer is essential. Praise the Lamb of God to us in this season. Yes, Lord. That we really line ourselves up in preparation, praise the Lamb of God, for what is ahead. And those of us, praise the Lamb of God, who are not willing to succumb and submit to the Spirit of God, we're going to find ourselves in trouble. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God, under a shadow and gross darkness shall cover the land. This shall not come nigh thee. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I remember that word, clear word from God to me. And gross darkness shall cover the land. But it shall not come nigh thee. Hallelujah. My God. Being prepared, people of God, is the best thing we can do. Yes, God. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. One of my daughters here. I thought one was there. Praise the Lamb of God. One of our prayer warriors. Lord God, have mercy. He is here. Praise, wait a minute. It's a line of people. Praise the Lamb. Okay, here's one. The first one that came through. Hallelujah. Hey, daughter. How you doing, granddaughter? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Baby, I want you to pray right now. Hallelujah. That the revelation of God by his spirit to us, hallelujah, will be full and free to us, assisting us in preparation for what is coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I think we're too idle in today.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come today, God, just to thank you and praise you, God. God, we just come to give you glory and honor today, God. Father God, we come asking right now, God, God, that you prepare your people, God, for the end times, God. God, we ask right now, God, that you prepare the people, God, for God, there's too many of your people, God, that are not paying attention to your signs, God. God, too many of your people, God, are going about, God, and not looking and hearing from you, God. And I ask right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you stop us right now, God, that we may be able to hear you, God. God, that we might be able to see, God, in the name of Jesus. God, open our eyes to spiritual and the natural, God. God, that we see the signs, God. Oh, God, and that we hear, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we see all that's going on about us, God. The wars that are going on, God, that we see, God, that your people are perishing, God, in the name of Jesus, God. No, God, I ask right now, God, that you position us, God. And God, when you position us, God, that we stay in place in the name of Jesus, God. God, and begin to walk for your people, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, even as you speak warning, God, on this nation, God, God, that we begin to speak what you tell us to speak in the name of Jesus, God. God, that we begin to give out a warning, God, from you in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, that we begin to walk in obedience to your word today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask right now, God, God, that you have sent the preachers, God, and the teachers, God, but, oh, God, that they get back in line with your word, God, and they begin to preach your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them a backbone in the name of Jesus, God. God, that they may preach the infallible word of you in the name of Jesus, and that they may preach the truth, God. Hallelujah, God. For God, we know that knowing the truth will set your captive free, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, deliver your people from being people pleasers, God. But, oh, God, allow them, God, to speak the word that will please you, God, to speak the word that you have taught them to speak, and give a holy boldness, God, in their spirit, in the name of Jesus, that they may step out right now in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, that they may proceed in the will of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that they may lay hands on the sick, God. Oh, God, and they shall recover, God. God, that they may speak, God, and they may speak to sickness, God, and it will flee in the name of Jesus, God. But, oh, God, let them be believers of your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, too many of your people have not believed your word, God, but they have spoken just because, God. But, oh, God, hallelujah, God,
goodness right here, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we want to thank you, hallelujah, God, that we will not compromise, God, in the name of Jesus, for the sake of fame, God, for the sake of money, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, will be done in your people's lives, God, in the name of Jesus. I speak this thing to be so, God. God, you said decree a thing, God, and so shall it be established, God. And God, I decree, God, that everyone that you have called, God, into the ministry, God, oh, God, I decree in the name of Jesus that they shall go forth with power and authority, God. Oh, God, they shall go forth in truth, God. They shall go forth in obedience, God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you today, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. And we speak it into manifestation. And we speak it right now with the power and authority that you have equipped us, God. Now, God, allow your people to tap in, God, to the power that you have given them, God. Too many of us don't know what kind of power it is, God. But, God, show us in the name of Jesus. Willing, God. Those are willing and obedient, God. You said they shall eat the fat of the land, God. And, oh, God, we are willing, God. And we want to be obedient to your word, God. We want to move forth, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, show us the power that we possess, God. Show us the power in the call, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we may speak blessings and not curses, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that we may speak and watch it unfold in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. And allow your Holy Spirit to continue, God, to lead and guide us, God, into all truth, God, into all understanding, God, that we may have the wisdom, God, and use it, God, wisely in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you and we praise you, God, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. We give you praise today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you so much. Praise the Lamb of God for being with us today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Twan Johnson out of Chicago, Illinois. Praise the Lamb. All just so wonderful to have intercessors today to help us. Hallelujah. Pray in this vein. Hallelujah. The Lord has opened up a portal here of revelation. Hallelujah. As we talked about being strong and being able to stand in the evil day. Praise the Lamb. In preparing ourselves, hallelujah, to be those of the word, hallelujah, yes, God, those of us that's living this word out. Erico, 321, your mic is hot. Calling.
God bless you, Apostle. It's just me, Prophet Anthony. I got disconnected and I had to call back.
All right, praise the Lamb of God. It's good to have you back in. Praise the Lamb. It's another caller. Erico, 818. Erico, 818. Erico, 818. They just pushed it down. Praise the Lamb of God. So we just take care of that. Praise the Lord. All right. All right, we're all back in queue here. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, let me tell you all something here. When you come to the place, praise the Lamb of God, of understanding the offenses that can come against us as believers, praise the Lamb of God, and we're equipping the saints today, hallelujah, for this war as the Holy Spirit has spoken that's ahead of us. You must understand that sometimes your circumstances and your situations can be the offense, praise the Lamb of God, because of your hope and your misconception. Your hope and your misconception, praise the Lamb of God, of what you wanted from God or what you wanted God to do on your behalf, praise the Lamb of God. that might not materialize, praise the Lamb of God, when you want it to. People of God, this is very, very serious because a lot of people, praise the Lamb of God, have been offended, and a lot of believers have been offended in this way, and circumstances and situations in their lives, hallelujah, causes them to be in a place, praise the Lamb of God, that they are not healthy when it comes down to their spirituality. They're really angry with God. Hello, light bulbs. They are disappointed with God. They are even discouraged with God, praise the Lamb of God, because their prayers and stuff have not been answered in the way that they felt they should be, that God didn't do what they believed that he should have done. Praise Amen. The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I want you all to know this, praise the Lamb, because we are on this battlefield for the Lord and what have you, praise the Lamb of God, does not eliminate the things in life, praise the Lamb of God, such as the death of a loved one and what have you. That is not suspended because you serve God.
Amen.
Y'all better wake up and smell this coffee now. Hallelujah. I want you to get a good dose of this Starbucks right here. I'm serving some espresso in it. I want you to your eyes to open to this, that because I am the prophet of God, praise the Lamb of God, the apostle of God, does not mean that my son cannot die.
Come on.
Hello, light bulbs. It does not mean that my mother cannot die. She did. My mother died in 07.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. It don't mean that now. There are time cards that's in the heavens time box.
Mm-hmm.
When he punched them out, when he had said that their time is up, it's up.
Yes.
Hello, light bulbs. So don't think because your servitude and your love for God, praise the Lamb of God, is a net over providence, because it's not. Now it may be a net over the providence of hell, but you better recognize, praise the Lamb of God, that there is. Some things that's ordered by God that is going to come to pass in your life, and you're not going to like it. It's not going to feel good.
I believe that.
You are going to cry. Your heart is going to be broken. And it's not because God is trying to break your heart as much as it is your own perception of the thing.
I believe that.
Let me say that again. It's not because God's trying to break your heart, but it's because of your perception of a thing.
Yes.
So we must be careful not to have offense against God. Because things don't work the way we want them to work. We must always remember that we were created in his image. He's not created in ours.
Said apostle.
We must always remember we are his servants. He is not ours.
That's right. Wow.
Light bulbs.
My Lord.
We must always classify what God is doing versus what the devil is doing. You must always classify that. Is this God or is this the devil? When persecution come to you, when things come to you, praise the Lamb of God, and happen to you in your life, and to your loved ones, to those that's around us, Whose hand is this? Then we have to remember, too, if I go around a prophet Dell and I eat sausage and pork sausage and eggs for breakfast, I go eat a Jewtown or, you know, one of them big Polish sausages for lunch.
Yes.
And then, you know, tonight I'm going to eat spaghetti with Italian sausages, ground Italian sausages and all this. I'm constantly putting this pork in my system. Tomorrow I'm going to get me a slab of ribs.
And what have you.
Then when I get sick and have high blood pressure, and I ask God to heal me, and then there's not an instantaneous healing, now I'm upset with God. When I did my own body.
Boston, don't destroy my meal.
I did this to my own body. I polluted my own body.
Yes.
So I can't take offense to God on that. I need to sit down and evaluate and be able to confess my faults to God and say, I did this to me, Father.
Yeah.
I'm in this condition because of me, my choices. Some people, you know, some people, prophets, they want God to be their director, their leading guide in everything that's going to prevent them from having trouble.
Don't destroy my meal.
They don't want him to be their leading guide in everything that's going to bring them pleasure.
Come on now.
They want to choose that for themselves.
Yes, yes.
When it comes to the trouble issues, Lord, how come you didn't reveal that to me? How come you didn't tell me that? How come you didn't tell me? Well, you didn't ask me, could you drink that water this morning?
How come you didn't listen?
Is that coffee any good for you? Hello? That's the way we do God.
You're right.
But we must remember, he is God. We are his servants.
That's right.
We are his children, and how much do we submit as his children, praise the Lamb of God, has to be considered. How much have I submitted and succumbed to being your child? How far have I gone in that area? Because, see, angel can come in my place, praise the Lamb of God, her and Gabriella. And angel goes in the refrigerator when she get ready. Gabriella can't do that. Gabriella has to let me know what she going in the refrigerator for. The snacks and stuff, Gabriella just can't go in there and just grab and eat what she wants to eat. She's 7 years old.
Come on now.
She got to get permission on can she have something, when she can have it, what did she have earlier, did she eat your breakfast yet, this, that, and another. But Angel, a grown woman, I want you to see the difference. When you're a child of God and you say you're a child, then in all your ways you acknowledge him.
You got to.
Okay. Somebody don't like that right there because that sounds controlling. Praise the Lamb of God. That sounds as though God is controlling us, and he is and he should be.
That's right.
You're right.
Hallelujah. See, this is how we get into these offenses and what have you, praise the Lamb of God, that can cause us to be an enemy in the house of God. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. See, I was going somewhere with this. Hallelujah. We can become an enemy in the house of God without even acknowledging it. Do you know there are some broken people in the house of God that now, since some situations and circumstances has happened to them, some things transpire, and the result in is they're lackadaisical?
Yes.
Or they don't even show up no more?
Yes, Prophet, you're right.
Hard to get them to do anything? Within the ministry and what have you? A lot of them have problems with God. They've been offended. And it ain't the church that's offended them, it's God. Because of their own perception. There's spiritual jealousy in the body of Christ.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
About what God does for one that he doesn't do for another. Do you know a lot of the suffering and what have you that a lot of leaders go through in shepherding their people and what have you, that's exposed to pastors who are look like they're living high on the hog, can become offensive to the pastor that's suffering? The pastor that's struggling to pay his bills? The pastor that leaves his church Sunday after Sunday with little or nothing?
Yes.
Look like he's paying his congregation to preach to him.
Come on now.
And then he goes by another pastor's church to preach his anniversary, and the people that raised all kinds of money, they didn't bought him a new car. This, that, or another, that send him and his wife on vacation for 2 weeks over to Bora Bora. This can set up offense. Y'all better listen to what I'm telling you. I'm trying to help you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You must understand, people of God, that God in his wise providence knows where we need to be and where he need us. Where we need to be and where he needs us. Praise the Lamb of God. And the majority of the time, the person that's going through the roughest times in the roughest situation, you are the one that's closer to God. And you don't realize it. You the one God has counted worthy to suffer for his name's sake. You are the one that God has looked at and said, this one will not bow under the pressure. This one will not curse me to my face. This one will trust me though I slay them. Though their circumstances are unfavorable, they're going to remain there and do my will until I deliver them.
That's right.
See, I'm going to tell you this. There are some people that wouldn't serve God unless he blessed them in the way that they see blessing.
I'm going to serve them anyway, Apostle. I'm going to serve them anyway.
There are some ministers, y'all better listen to me now, after they go to school and graduate and get their degrees, they done already made up in their mind, I ain't pastoring no storefront church.
Mm-hmm.
They done made this up in their mind. I didn't go to school for that.
Right. Like they have.
And they will candidate and candidate and candidate until they land at a church that they think, now this is the kind of church I'm supposed to be at. They ain't asking God where they're supposed to be. When you submit to the will of God, sometimes that lands you in an uncomfortable place. Because that's where God needs you. Because that girl who's molested by a father who needs ministering to, she's not going to go down to the church on the boulevard and walk in there and talk to the pastor.
No,
she's
going to go to the little storefront.
She's going in that little storefront, and she's going to sit there on the back, and she's going to sit there and rock and cry.
Yep.
Until the Lord leads you back there to grab her by the hand and walk her up front and hug her, and not knowing what's wrong with her, show her love and win her heart over, and she joined church.
Yeah.
Y'all not listening to me. See?
Yes, I'm listening.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yes, yeah. You do. You know what you're talking about.
God don't need all his soldiers sitting up in the office smoking cigars.
Come on now.
And giving orders with clean white uniforms on and pressed suits on as generals and things of this nature. God needs somebody in the trenches.
That's right.
He needs somebody in the mud.
That's what he needs.
He needs somebody in harm's way.
Yes, that's why I'm here.
Somebody to pull some people out of the gutter.
That's why I'm here.
He needs somebody who don't mind hugging a crackhead.
That's me. Peace up in here.
He needs somebody who wants the crackhead to come up in there. Oh, look, did you see all of them come up here today? And the pastor sitting there crying, and the other people looking over their shoulder. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, I hope they don't rob us. Come up. And they dropping their crack pipes and stuff at the altar.
Oh. Come on now.
Now you talking some good stuff, Apostle.
Are you willing to suffer on that level?
Lord of God.
Are you willing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to smell the stench of outdoors on people when they come in? Or you got to go to the Boulevard Church and sit there with your programs, your hymn books. See, the church I grew up in, we didn't have hymn books. We had to learn this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
Come on now.
We had to learn shine on me. I wonder if the lighthouse will shine on me. We had to learn them kind of congregational songs. We didn't have no hymn book page 364. All hail the king. We didn't have that. We didn't have no red books in the back of the pew.
You right about that? Not at all.
Where is your level of submission? What level of submission are you on as a child of God? Can God send you to the trenches?
Yes, he can.
Yes.
He can send me to Ingledore.
Hallelujah.
Send me to the Robert Taylor.
Can he send you to the projects?
Yes.
Send me to the Brilliant Green. Send me. Hallelujah.
My God in heaven. Hallelujah. Everybody want to be up in the big house.
Not me.
But nobody want to walk up the stairs. We must endure hardness as good soldiers, people of God. We must submit to God on a child's level and say, Lord, wherever you want me, wherever you want me to be, wherever you want to send me, here I am. Hallelujah. And I believe God got people in high places and in the nice suburbs, and I believe God got people that's where he wants them at, to minister to those people, because they're in worse shape than the person on crack.
Come on now.
Because they're addicted to money.
Yes. Disillusion.
They're addicted to wealth. They're addicted to prosperity. The move of the Spirit is when money come into their hand. That's the only time they see God moving.
Mm.
God needs some angels there ministering to them to break that off of them. But sooner or later, your money is not going to answer. Money can't heal. It can hire a doctor, but it can't heal.
Ooh.
Can buy you a nice watch, but it can't add time to your life.
It can't.
Sooner or later, you're going to need God.
Yeah.
You're teaching today, Apostle.
Sooner or later, you're going to need God. It can buy you all the designer clothes and the finest purses and shoes, but it can't cover your sins.
Mm-hmm.
It can buy you the prettiest house, but it can't make a home. And give your children the best of education. Hallelujah. But it can't give them the best salvation.
Come on now.
You need God. And until we come to a place of submitting to God, where God wants us to be people of God, we're going to always be in this trap. We're going to always be in this struggle, trying to be like somebody else and getting offended because we're not where other people are. And it sets depression in on us. There's pastors right now ready to walk away from their congregations, leave their churches and everything. They call me, they text me. I'm burnt out. My church has emotionally drained me. I got text messages right now on my phone of pastors that's ready to lead their ministries.
Help them, Lord.
I'm tired of going through this. I'm tired of going through that. Hallelujah. My strength has always been the Via Dolorosa. Jesus carried that cross.
Yes, he did. By himself, to the point.
He carried that cross. And it wasn't comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
He hung on that cross, and it wasn't comfortable.
At all.
Hallelujah. And I'm like Paul, these are light afflictions. My God in heaven, we can't take nothing. We are the weak, water back, spaghetti back, softball, bouncable believer. We can't take nothing.
Not a thing.
The fingernail, we go to Holland.
Yes, Lord.
You can't take nothing. We can't take nothing. And our imaginations is worse than what we're going through.
Yeah.
We need to get some direction, some strength, some stability about ourselves. Hallelujah. Do we not go last through a battle? When the evil day shall come upon the whole world, the Bible says. And there is no hiding place from it. My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. Woo! The saints. If we don't pray for one another and equip one another and strengthen one another, encourage one another, and build each other up, brothers and sisters, who will?
That's the question.
Who will? Encourage the saints, people of God. Encourage your brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Let them know that God is still God. He's still on the throne. God is still able to do exceedingly abundantly more than they can ask or expect. Let them know he cares. Hallelujah. That Jesus cares. My God in heaven, I know he cares. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. That Jesus sees. My God. Woo! My God in heaven. Hallelujah. I need another intercessor. Where's my intercessor? Push one on your dial, please. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I need another intercessor. Here's one right here, Bertha. Praise the Lamb. Bertha, good.
Hi, Prophet. Hi, Prophet.
Are you woman of God for being present you. Today? Thank you. Hallelujah. Bertha, you are the one for this assignment. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Lord before I can even ask this. I want you really to pray for these apostles, prophets, for the people that are shepherding God's people, that the spirit of discouragement will lift up off of us, that the heavy weight, hallelujah, ministry, that we will cast our cares on him, for he cares for us. Hallelujah. This burden that has pastors ready to walk out of the pulpit and become castaways, looking for the easy way out. Hallelujah. Many are discouraged in this season. Come on, pray for them, Bertha. Please pray for us.
Everlasting Father, you are the God of Israel. You are our shelter. You are our keeper. You are our redeemer. And God, I come now lifting up the fivefold ministry, Lord, before you. God, if it were not necessary, you would not have commissioned the apostles and the prophets to write it in your word. God, you said you called them because they are needed to keep the order in the church, to teach your word. And Father God, we ask you now, Father God, let their answer to you be, as Isaiah, here am I, Lord, send me. Let them not back down or compromise, oh God. Let them not bend, stoop, or bow to the trickery of the enemy. Father God, you said that you would keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Now, Father God, I ask you now, oh God, as they stand before the potter's house, you are the potter and they are the clay, God. Mold them and make them into the men and women of God that you would have them to be. Father God, take them through the refiner's fire. Purify their hearts, oh God. Purify In Jesus' name. Oh, when my God shall be here, sir. Let him run swiftly to you, Lord. My dear, yes, sir. And go on my dear, your feet. Run swiftly to him, oh, my dear, yes, sir. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, my God shall be here, sir.
Yeah.
I have opened my doors to you. Run in swiftly, run in, my little girl, sir. While the rains are falling, oh, God, shining in the sir. Oh, my little girl, sir. Glory to your name, down. Oh,
God. God, your God today.
My little girl, sir.
Father, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. God, holy God.
The
man to your holy apostles, Father.
Jesus.
The man strength to your pastors, to your prophets.
Jesus.
Oh, God, we command strength, oh, God. Your evangelists and to your teachers. To the saints, oh, God. We command it, oh, God.
Release
oh, God, the power of the Holy Ghost.
Release
some special ways today, Father. Signs and miracles and wonders belong to your children. Signs and wonders and miracles belong to us, Father. Hallelujah. Suddenly, blessings belong to us, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The bread belongs to the children, Father. Oh, God, in Jesus' name.
Release it, Lord.
Release it. Meet financial need today, Father.
Hallelujah.
Do
Jesus.
It for us.
Do
Lord, it for
Lord.
Us. Take us in
release,
overflow. We have the blessings of God. Take us, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So many need you in this hour. So many need you. Have mercy, Lord. Oh,
God. Have mercy, Lord.
Have mercy,
God. Have mercy, God.
Release wealth into our hands. Release wealth
Jesus.
Into our hands. Release wealth into our hands, Father.
Oh,
yes. Give
oh,
us
God.
Power, God. Power,
oh, God.
Under the stand before any demon. Power,
oh,
God, to rebuke sickness and disease. Power, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh, God, to speak a word. In power, God, our God, the walk of fire. Power, God, walk through the flood standing up. Power God and the Rabosha to stand in the lion's den. Power God. Hallelujah to go through the fiery furnace. Power God and the Rabosha. To be worthy to be called your servant, Father. And the angels to stand next to you. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Yes, God. Yes. Bless your servants, God. Bless your servants that's standing in the house of God. Bless your servants who love your people. Bless your servants, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Surrendering their lives day after day. They die
hallelujah.
Daily. Hallelujah. For your people.
Your grace and your mercy.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
That your name may be
hallelujah.
Exalted. That your name may
hallelujah.
Be praised.
Grace.
That your name may be lifted high. Holy God, holy God, holy God. Holy God, holy God. Thank
God.
You for hearing us in this day. God, our healer. God, our restorer.
God,
thank you for Prophet Darrell. Thank you for Prophet Anthony. Thank you for the intercessors. Thank you for the administrators.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you today.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
we love and adore you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for another week.
I so love you, Lord. My
Remember us
yes,
as we prepare for the gathering.
Oh, God.
Remember us, oh God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. The God, cloud of the glory. Descend even now.
Yes,
Hallelujah,
yes,
over old Brook.
Yes,
oh God. Sanctify those rooms for us.
God's
favor. That's uncommon. Budget, oh God, to feed our stations. Hallelujah. Anointed. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Bless us today. Going in and out. Bless us today, coming and going.
Yes, to your will, Lord. Yes, to your will, Lord.
Bless us in the field. Bless us in the marketplace.
Yes, Lord.
Bless us, Father. Hallelujah. We love you today. We adore you today. And we give your name praise. In the name is above every name.
Oh, my God. My God.
The demon-fearing name. Hallelujah. In the name that angels bow to. Hallelujah. In the name that you exalted. Hallelujah. Above your own name, Father. The word of God itself. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you glory.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
And amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Now unto him.
Hallelujah.
Able to present us faultless before his throne.
Oh, Jesus.
Now unto him.
Oh, God.
Who can keep us in all of our ways.
Yes, Jesus.
Now unto him.
Yes, Lord.
The power in the churches.
Yes,
be
Lord.
Dominion, hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
And more dominion.
Oh, God.
More power.
Hallelujah.
Unto him be glory and majesty and might.
Yes,
riches.
Lord, yes.
Now unto him
yes,
as
Jesus.
Able to keep falling. Jesus Christ,
oh, yes,
our Lord.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I bless you, people of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'll talk to you all next week. I'm excited about your future.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Blessings of God overtake you.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I'll talk to you on Tuesday. Be blessed.
Lord, in your name, God.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new. time to come.